This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, April 12th, 2018, within the first four Mishnayos, 8th chapter of Mishnah Gittin. Mishnah Aleph, Hazore get le'ishto, v'hi betoch beita o betoch chatzera, harezu migureshet. Right, so if you throw the get to your wife and she is in her house or in her courtyard, she is indeed divorced. So even though it says you have to write it and give it, you don't necessarily have to put it in her hand, although today that is actually what we do in practice. As long as she acquires it, that is sufficient. And therefore, the moment it lands in her house or her courtyard, they acquire it for her and she is divorced. Zraku la betoch beito o betoch chatero. He throws it to her in her house or his courtyard. Afilu hu ima bamita. Even if the get is, right, he throws it right next to her in the bed, eino migureshes, because, right, she's not divorced because his house, his courtyard, his bed does not acquire anything for her. Letoch cheika o letoch kalta, into her lap or basket, even in his house, harezu migureshes. Then she is divorced. But obviously, if you put it in her hand in his house, she would be divorced as well. Mishnah Bet. Amar la, he says to her, Kinsi shtar chov ze. Right, take this, right, a shtar chov is a document of a loan. Oshim mitza asome acharav, or she finds it behind her. Kora v'harehu gita. She finds it, she reads it, it's her get. Ain't no get, this get is not valid. Ad she yomar la hey gitech. He has to say to her, here is your get. And then give it to her. If she thinks it's something else, i.e. a loan document, or she just picks it up and reads it, it is not a get until he says, hey gitech, this is your get, and he gives it to her. Nasan biyada v'hi yeshena. She's fast asleep. That's a little creepy. He puts the get in her hand when she's fast asleep. Okay, man, it's very creepy. Ne'ora, she wakes up. Kora v'harehu gita. She says, oh my goodness, the get's in my hand. Here too, ain't no get. It's not a valid get. Achiyoma la hey ze gitech. Here is your get. The get has to be given for the purpose with the intention of divorcing her. Haisa omedet birshus harabim. Right, she is standing in a public domain. Uzrakola, and he throws it to her. So karav la, migureshes, if it's closer to her than to him, migureshes. Karav lo, if it's closer to him, eino migureshes. She's not divorced if it's closer to him. Mechza al mechza, if it's smack in the middle, migoreshes, ve'ena migoreshes, then we're not sure, and we're back to this case of doubtful divorce. Now, the Kati explains that this has to be a case where it's within dalet amos, within four cubits of her, and if he's in the picture of him, because your dalet amos, your four cubits acquires something for you. So if it's thrown within her four cubits, she acquires it. Now, if they're both occupying the same orbit of the same cubit orbit, then the question is, who is it closer to? And that person acquires it. And when we're not sure, we're left again with this doubtful case. So, v'chein la'inyan kiddushin, right? So too for betrothal, right? The same laws would apply. V'chein la'inyan hachov, so too with a document of debt. When we're talking about the last case in the previous Mishnah, right, if it's within four amos, depends who it's closer to. So the same thing would apply with kiddushin. The same thing would apply with the repayment of a loan. Right, it said, here's your ring, and you throw it to her. Right, or here is your money back. Right, get out of my face. So now it's going to, the Mishnah is actually going to spell out the case when we talk about returning the money for a loan. Amar lo ba'al chovo. Right, so the person who was holding the debt, right, the lender, says, Zrok li chovi, please throw me my money. I want my money back. Uzrok a loan. He throws it to him. He says, okay, right, I appreciate it. Thank you for the loan. Here's the money. You throw it to him. It's within Dalet Amos. So again, Karov lemalve zacha halove. If the money is found closer to the malve, right? Closer to the person who lent the money, right? So now they acquire it. Zacha halove. The lender wins because the lender has successfully paid back the borrower has successfully paid back the lender. And even if something were to, all right, somebody was to come, run, grab, whatever it would be, that loan is now paid off. Karov lelove, if the guy throws the money but his arm is horrific and it drops closer to him, or it was really a lot of money, it fell straight down. So halove chayev, then the lelove, if something happens to that money, all right, it did not yet reach the lender's possession. The borrower has not yet paid back the loan. And therefore, the lova, the borrower, would be responsible still for the repayment of the loan. Mechza al mechza, half and half. Shnehem yachloku. If it's half and half, then you're not sure, so you can't have a case, right? Here, in the divorce case, it's a doubtful divorce. Here, you simply split the money in half, right? With money, it's much easier. You just cut that figure in half. Haisa omedes al rosh hagag. Right, you're standing, she is standing on the roof. Uzrakolan, he throws the get up to the roof. Kevin shehigia le'avir hagag. Once it doesn't have to land on the roof, it has to get within, you know, a couple of tfachim of the roof. But once it gets to the roof's airspace and it's close to the roof, to the floor, hareze migureshes, she's considered divorced. It acquires it for her. Hulamala behilamata, he's on the roof, she's down below in the courtyard. Uzrakolani throws it, right? Throws it over the roof and down. It probably wasn't so high. Kevan sheyatza mirshus hagag, right? Once it leaves the airspace of the roof and it goes down to the airspace of the courtyard, she is divorced. And therefore, even if on the way down, nimchak o nisraf, right? Let's say it falls into, it doesn't spontaneously combust, but it falls into a well and it gets, you know, the water erases the ink, or it falls into your bonfire and it gets burned. Hareze migureshes. She is considered divorced because the moment it entered the airspace, she was divorced. Last Mishnah for today, Mishnah Dalet. Beshamai Omrim Poter Adam is Ishta Beget Yashan. A person can use an old get. I will see what that means in a moment. To divorce his wife. Beis Hillel Ostrim. Beis Hillel says, no, you may not. Right, now, so what's a get yashan? The eza who get yashan, asked the Mishnah. Kol shenis yachad ima achar shiksavula. An old get is if there is a lag between the time the get is written and the time it's delivered, and the husband and wife have yichud or in seclusion in that time, and then the get is given, that's considered an old get. Beis Shammai says, go ahead and use it. Beis Hillel says, no. Right, now, we're concerned. The Kahati explains, we're concerned that people will come and, you know, if they had relations in that time period and then she conceived, that people will look at the date on the get and not the date of delivery and believe that this child was born after the get was given out of wedlock, and that would obviously not be all that wonderful for the child. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, to avoid that concern or suspicion at all, you may not use such a get. Beis Shammai says, for that we're not concerned, go ahead and use the get. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.